1, 2, 3.
KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now, let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Thank you, John, and I want to welcome you into the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM, as well as the Kick 106.7. We'll run through a bunch of scores, as well as talk with all the area coaches. We got some interviews. Jim Mulder over there doing interviews across the way from me as I'm sitting in the KCIM studio. Run through scores for you real quick. The ones that we have: Class 3A District 1, Creston on top of Carroll here in Carroll tonight, 50-21. And then this game was played Thursday, Helan over Sioux City West, 49-7. Class 2A, District 8, Kemper Catholic Knights. You heard that game on 93.7 KKRL. They win their first district game as they move to 2-2, 1-0 in district play. They beat Roland Story 42-7. Greene County over Seidel 41-0. Des Moines Christian over Southeast Valley 52-12. Class 1A, District 2, Emmitsburg over East Sac County 40-3. Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids beats Eagle Grove 44-26. Class A, District 7, ACGC on top of South Central Calhoun, 35-21. ACGC looking like a team that could run away with that district as they control their own fate. South Central Calhoun still in the race, as well as they will be in Manning next week. Southeast Valley loses to Earlham, 60-14. It's Panora over Wayne, 35-6. Eight-man District 7, the Arweva Rockets move to 4-0 as they beat West Harrison big, 75-18. It's Harris Lake Park on top of Newell Fonda, 26-18. Eight-man District 9, Audubon over St. Edmund, 66-48. That was a tight one for most of the game. Audubon kind of had a 10-point lead for most of it. And then it's also a very, very big district matchup as well, as the Wheelers put themselves in second place. They're pretty much tied for first now as Baxter falls tonight as well. And as I said, that Baxter score, Glidden Ralston knocks off an undefeated ranked Baxter team there in 8-man District 9, 42-32. Then it's Camnita all over Coon Rapids Baird, 52-6. We'll hear from head coach Chris Moore, head coach Craig Rowiter. Got a couple of those interviews ready for you here in just a little bit. Be back with more interviews here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight right now is the head coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, Chris Moore. The Crusaders fell tonight to Camanita 50-6. And so, Coach Moore, you know, as we were just talking here a second ago, that just wasn't the Crusaders' night tonight.
No. Once again, what could possibly go wrong, went wrong. Hats off to Cam. They got after us, and we just never found any flow to the game and just didn't respond from them punching us in the mouth all night.
Yeah, so with your offense, did they make it hard for you to run the ball, throw the ball, all aspects? Or
all aspects, and we – like I said, we just couldn't get anything going. Run, we get a couple runs together, and then we either have a penalty or just miss block assignment and lose a bunch of yards and just kind of beat ourselves again and just made it really tough all night for us to even dig out of the hole that we dug ourselves into.
Well, let's look at the highlight. How was your touchdown drive, or how did that come apart?
Came defensive touchdown late in the game. Picked off the pass and did a little silly flicker back to Ethan Bauer, who then ran it in for a score late in the third or fourth quarter.
Ooh, have you been practicing trickery plays like that?
No, that was just the kids having a little want-to to get into the end zone, and it worked out.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, kudos to the kids for coming up with something out of the ordinary and being able to put it in the barn, I guess.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
So, who stood out defensively then for you tonight?
Cal and Wyatt played really well, and Colby Colton was all over the field for us. They did well, and at times defensive line, you know, played well, but we just, like I said, just couldn't get anything sustained all night long.
So just they ran the ball, threw the ball, whatever. I'm sorry, but basically did what they wanted to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, heavy run team. They did catch us a couple of big pass plays because they were just pounding the ball at us. You know, we didn't tackle well. You know, we were there for a loss, tackle for a loss, and just didn't finish the tackle. And, you know, what could go wrong went wrong. We just kind of beat ourselves.
Well, it sounds like you're headed back to the drawing board come Monday, huh?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's on me. I got to get this team prepared. I failed tonight, and, you know, I got to get it figured out and, you know, put our kids in a better situation to be successful.
All right. I see you have the Wheelers coming to Coon Rapids next week. What do you know about them?
They've had our number ever since we went 8-man. It's homecoming, and you know, we just took a beating tonight, and we got to be ready to respond and bounce back.
Yeah. Well, hey, here's the thing. Us also, did you come out of the game injury free, or you didn't lose anybody?
No, we lost Caden Oswald, possible concussion. Hopefully, it's not. Yeah, that was the only injury we had all night.
Well, at least you're not going into next week trying to really figure out a whole lot of things with injured players, et cetera, and such like that. So,
yep. No, I get credit to our boys. You know, they battled all night, and all things didn't go our way. But, you know, they kept their chins up, and they kept playing all four quarters for tonight. So I'm really proud of that effort, too.
Well, that's good. Well, knowing you, Chris, you'll get them all ready for next week, and we all know what homecoming week's like. It's it can be a challenge, but it can also be a good thing. So, good luck to you and the Crusaders next week.
Hey, Jim, thanks. Appreciate talking to you, and go CRB.
All right. Hey, that's been Chris Moore on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate of our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Thank you.
jump, bringing us back into the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on KCIM as well as Kick 106.7. Casey Miners with you, Jim Molitor still over getting interviews. We just heard from CRB head coach Chris Moore. They fall tonight 50-8 to Kam-Kam, a tough team, came in ranked third. If you look at all the most of the polls coming into the week, I'll run through those scores for you. We'll work backwards and work at 8-man to District 9. St. Edmunds goes into Audubon tonight. Audubon Wheelers picking up a big win, 66-48 in District 9. Also, Caminita coming out on top of Coon Rapids. Barry just talked about that game, 50-6. It's Glidden-Ralston beating undefeated 7th-ranked Baxter tonight on the road, 42-32. 8-man District 1, Arweva picks up a big win as they move to 4-0, 75-18. Harris Lake Park on top of New Alfonso, 26-18. Class A District 7, ACGC on top of South Central Calhoun in Lake City, 35-21. Panorama beats Wayne, 35-6. Earlham all over Southwest Valley, 60-14. Looking at Class 1A District 2, Emmitsburg on top of the East Sac County Raiders, 40-3. It's Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids on top of Eagle Grove, 44-26. Green County beats Saydell, 41-0. And then Kemper on top of Roland Story. You heard that game on 93.7 KKRL. Kemper wins 42-7. Des Moines Christian beats Southeast Valley, 52-12. And then 3A District 1, Carroll loses at home tonight, 50-21 to Creston. Then Harlan beats Sioux City West, 49-7. That game was played on Thursday. Catch up with head coach Brian Case. The South Central Calhoun Titans lose tonight at home on homecoming, 35-21. We'll talk with Case coming up in just a little bit. It was a tight back-and-forth game, but both teams not wanting to throw the football a whole bunch. South Central Calhoun had to throw the football tonight. ACGC used their physical run game, as that's what happened in a playoff game a couple years ago. If you were able to listen to the game, you heard Coach Case talk about that in the pregame, that ACGC was just able to out-physical them a couple years ago in a playoff game. So it kind of went the same way tonight for the Titans. Catch up with Coach Case coming up after the break.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
New Way Auto Group scoreboard show here tonight on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Brian Case. We're up here in Lake City, folks, and Brian just pointed out, who is that? Is that your grandson? Is that Kyler down there with your grandson? Running into the end zone, so he just scored a touchdown for you here, Coach. And, you know, that's awesome to see. How old is your grandson right now?
16 months.
16 months.
Absolutely wonderful.
Future Titan?
Yeah. I would love for it to be. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't either, but I had to ask. So, Brian, great to see you all smiles tonight, even though you guys ended up kind of letting one maybe slip through the fingertips here tonight, not taking a thing away from ACG. So that's a really good football team, and their physicality and their run game, especially the Fuller kid, was really good. But I thought both teams left some things out on the field. You guys had some drop passes, had a chance there late to make a stop. You had an onside pooch kick that you don't recover. You got to smile, but I know you're a little disappointed you let one maybe get away here tonight.
But Jeff, those are the things that we talked about as well. I mean, I think that we have a pretty good football team, and again, you can't take anything away from ACGC.
Right.
They're a good football team, and they did everything that they needed to do in order to win the football game. I thought that they were more opportunistic than what we were in the first half. I think we dropped a couple of touchdowns, you know, that we had opportunities with. There was a couple of times that I think ACGC put the ball on the ground, and we had three kids standing around it. They still come away with the ball, you know, and then they go down and score. So if we take away those two turnovers on the field, that eliminates 14 points for them. We make good on our catches. We make good on our touchdowns. I mean, that could be another 28-point swing and 14 points in our favor. So those are just the things that our kids have got to see, and they've got to go out and execute. When you have an opportunity to make a play, we've got to make plays. That's what the good teams do, mm-hmm. right? And you just become opportunistic with it. I mean, you mentioned the time when we're down by 7 points and they end up getting the onside kick. I mean, if we recover that thing, I mean, we're at midfield with still 9 minutes to go in the game, down one score, and we've got a great opportunity. You know, they scored their go-ahead 14-point to score, you know, when it was 3rd and 21. And they run the fullback twice for a touchdown. We stop them there. You're only down one score with almost 4 minutes to go in the game. You've got chances. But again, you've got to make those plays when you have the opportunity to make those plays. And we didn't do that tonight. Credit ACGC. They did.
Coach, early in the game here, both offenses showed the ability to move the ball. You guys through the air, them as expected on the ground. But I thought both defenses found ways to be able to make stops. Some of that was offenses hurting themselves, but both defenses found ways to be able to stop. It looked like for a while it could be a low-scoring affair, and then all of a sudden the offenses started kind of taking advantage and getting those points.
Yeah, especially in the second half. I mean, for us defensively, it was in the second half, and we got excited, yep. And we got a couple of scores. We got up by 7 points. We're making plays, we're penetrating, we're getting into their backfield and stopping them before they can get started, and all of a sudden it just changed again. So if, I don't know if that was a matter of their execution or if our just kids were just backing off again. I really don't know what the answer was on that one. But you're right, I thought both teams did a decent job moving the ball at times. I thought both teams did a decent job on the defensive side at times. Special teams wise, I think that they probably had us when you look at the special teams stats on that. But the you know, this is one of those games that we're going to learn from it. We want it to hurt
right.
for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
Because we've got another game coming forward, you know, next week against IKM, and we know it's going to be their homecoming. We know we're in a loaded district. Our district is really, really good. So it's going to be interesting to see how our kids respond, to be honest with you. Do we have the type of kids that are going to bounce back and challenge themselves this week and get better? Or are we going to be the type of team that's going to kind of just bury our heads a little bit and say, oh, well, and see what happens the rest of the year? I think at South Central Calhoun, we have the kids that are going to be the prior. I think that we're going to bounce back. I think we're going to come together as a team. But that still remains to be seen.
Coach, down 14-7 at half, they get the ball to start the third quarter. You guys come out, stop them twice. What did you guys do anything different defensively, or how were you guys able to make those stops to start the third quarter? And that's what got you the 21-14 lead.
Yeah, and we just made penetration again. We got into their backfield. We weren't getting pushed back. We were being the aggressor, which we wanted to do. We wanted them to make them react to what we were doing. And we did that for those two drives, and we put some points on the board. We got the crowd involved, right? You know, we actually went up the, you know, it was it 14-13?
Yeah.
We actually ran a fake.
Yep.
And we were wide open in the end. We just didn't execute. You execute there, you're going up by one, you never know what's going to happen again. But instead, yep. You don't make the play. You're still down by 1 point. It's just those little things that you have to execute, and you have to make the plays when you have the opportunities to make plays.
Coach, up 21-14, I thought it was crucial to try and get a stop there. They all of a sudden looked like they just started going left. It was either Fuller or the quarterback kept it and stuff and would almost follow him or take it on the option and then keep it. What did they see on their left side that they just kind of kept going there?
They found something was working for them, obviously, and it was personnel on personnel. It's just one of those things. I mean, even if we flip kids, which we ended up doing, they end up going the opposite way with
right.
it. So they were picking on somebody.
Right.
Right. And that's just one of those things as a high school coach, you know, that's one of the things you look at. You kind of look at a film and it's like, who can I run at? Who can I
right.
throw at? And who can you pick on? And they found something.
And then they did. I think you guys flipped. And then on that third and goal from the 21, all of a sudden they go right, two straight plays. Did that catch the defense off guard at all, do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Again, we just didn't make the plays. I don't know if we just kind of relaxed saying, okay, we had 21 yards to play with or what, but they turned that 21 and then all of a sudden they're down on the 3-4 yard line and it makes it pretty easy for their offense that way. But, yeah, again, it was one of those situations we just had to step up and make the play. credit them. They made the play. We didn't.
You guys had some chances. I thought you found the seams open tonight and the slants were open. What did you see in the pass game, and why were you guys trying to attack there?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly when you spread the field and you have those opportunities. Mm-hmm. Reading that outside backer, if he's going to go with our swing round and so forth, and we've got the slants that are wide open with them, especially when they were sitting with a one high safety. They went to a two high safety look later on. Makes it a little bit tougher, so then you have to attack the edges. So even when we run opportunities with kids, we try to get one-on-one matchups and so forth. We got to be smarter about the routes that we're running.
Right.
I do give kids option routes out there, and they got to recognize the defense and see where they're at on the field and run routes accordingly. And we weren't very smart about that tonight either. So that might be a situation where I'm starting to call one-on-ones, and I'm actually going to start calling the plays, the routes that they're going to run. But I really don't want to do that. I want to trust our kids. Tonight it just didn't work out.
Coach, you mentioned that Cam Manning next week will have that game on KKRL for everybody with Casey Miners on the call. Last I knew, they were up 38-37. They scored with like 14 seconds left, missed the two-point conversion. So as you and I were talking, I know that that game's probably final, but could be a matchup of 2-3-1 teams. So I still think, I said tonight, I thought this might be the district championship game, but it's not over yet. You guys got to maybe win out to finish second here in this district.
And that's exactly what we talked about. You know, it just... we still have opportunities out in front of us, and you never know if somebody's going to jump up in our district and beat ACGC as well. I mean, there could be a three-way tie. All that kind of stuff just kind of comes into play. So we just got to keep on playing. We knew that IKM Manning is going to be really good, and we got to go down there for their homecoming as well. So, again, we just got our backs against the wall right now. We got to be able to respond next week going to IKM.
I tell you what, appreciate you coming up. Go spend some time with the grandkids. See if maybe he outruns you into the end zone. So, Brian, appreciate it, and best of luck coming up next week.
Thanks for your time, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They fall here tonight to ACGC by a final of 35-21. Back with more of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show right here on KCIM and Kick 106.7.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Back into the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM as well as a Kick 106.7. We were able to get some more scores while we were gone. We'll check out Class 3A District 1. Creston over Carroll tonight, 50-21. MOC Floyd Valley beats Lamar's 18-13. Helan on top of Sioux City West, 49-7. Last time we knew, Algona was on top of Boydenhall Rock Valley. That one, 52-13 in the fourth quarter. Haven't yet seen a score from Sergeant Buff Luton and Harlan. Sioux Center beats Spencer 35-14. Class 2A District 1, Kemper on top of Roland Story 42-7. It's Des Moines Christian all over Southeast Valley 52-12. Green County picks up another win 41-0 over Saydell. Class 1A District 2, Emmitsburg on top of ESAC 40-3. Sioux Central Sioux Rapids beats Eagle Grove 44-26. And then last time we knew, Pocahontas area on top of Manton Northwest Webster 20-18. That one in the fourth quarter. Class A District 7, ACGC on top of South Central Calhoun, 35-21. Just heard Brian Case talk a little bit with Jeff Blankman about the game. They have IKM Manning coming up next week. I'll be there on the call as IKM Manning will be their homecoming. They win tonight in a comeback over Riverside. The Wolves down 30-12, 1 point in that game. They win 38-37. They score a go-ahead touchdown, about 14 seconds left. Earlham on top at Southwest Valley, 60-14. It's Panorama Oil all over Wayne, 35-6. Eight-man District 7, the Rockets move to 4-0 of Arweva as they win 75-18 over West Harrison. St. Mary Remsen beats Booyer Valley 12-7. It's Harris Lake Park on top of Newell Fonda 26-18. Woodbine runs through Siouxland Christian in a high-scoring affair 78-38. Eight-man District 9, Audubon over St. Edmund 66-48. It's Coon Rapids Baird falling to Caminita 50-6. Glidden beats undefeated Baxter 42-32, and then Nicolo Nesco over Collins Maxwell 46-26. We'll talk with head coach Craig Lynch of the Glidden Austin Wildcats. They pick up a big win 42-32 over Baxter.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight is a victorious coach of the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, Craig Lynch. Their team defeated an undefeated team tonight, 42-32, which was Baxter. Congratulations, Coach. Tell us a little bit about how the game went.
Well, we got off to a fast start, which we don't always do, but I think our kids came out and we talked about having an opportunity, to play somebody undefeated and somebody rated, and a good test for us to really see where we were at. We thought we played well all year, and we got the ball right away, put it in, and got a 2-score lead. First few times we had the ball, defense did well. I think we were up 16-0 from the get-go. I thought we had a solid first half. They came out, they scored on kind of a flea flicker play right at the beginning, I think, end of the first quarter. Then our defense had done a pretty good job against them. Then they went to kind of a hurry-up thing, and it took us a little while to adjust to that. So I think we went into half about 28-12. Again, it just kind of like the last couple of weeks, shared ball, had a lot of back, got carries. Colby Wallace, quarterback, a lot of carries. Made some key first downs on passes. So, was really happy with the first half.
Well, sounds that way. So, you basically pounded the ball at them and, used the pass to kind of throw them off a little bit and make them think, we could still pass if we want to. So,
right. It's good old boring Glidden-Ralston football like it's always been, If you get crazy, you run a counter, right? And that worked really well tonight. Coach Kaler did a great job calling plays. And we did. We pounded it at him and pounded at him pretty hard. And then he'd come back with a counter at a really good time. And we get some good chunk yardage there. So, that went well first half. Second half, kind of the same thing. They did get the ball and score on us right away. And we came back and just kind of held them at bay the whole time. I think there's only a little while there where it was about a 10-point game, but we made a big stand defensively in the second half and went down and put another one in and then got a chance to run out the clock at the end of the game and ended with a 10-point win. But, again, our kids are really physical, and I just like seeing that. And I think I said it every week on here. What a great bunch of kids. They're the kind you love to coach. They don't care who gets the carries or who gets the catches or who gets the tackles. They just really want to play together and win. And as a coach, that makes it a lot of fun.
Well, and again, like you just said, that's what makes it fun, and that's what you want is to share the wealth with all of them, right? Because it's a team game. You play as a team, you win as a team,
yep.
And it sounds like you got a good thing going. So defensively for the night, who are some standouts for you?
Well, I thought everybody got in. Our secondary really got tested. They like to throw it. They like to throw it deep. And Lucas Christian, Landon Rohrbeck, and Alex Daniel, our three main DBs, did a good job. They really didn't get anything over the top of us except that trick play. And we were there to contest that, too. The kid made a heck of a catch. So I was just really happy with Ben. And in the front, we got enough pressure on him, you know, to make him get rid of it. I was really happy for, you know, we had Waylon Hine was sick. We've been going every game. We've had somebody that's been sick or gone. And Colin Sturm, you know, he stepped up into a tough spot and did a great job. And the senior leaders are just doing a great job defensively too.
Well, hey, that sounds great. So obviously, you're getting quite a few kids into the game and getting them some of that experience, and that's what you're trying to do at this point, is to keep building I'm at a loss here. You want to get the kids experience, because you just never know. Like you said, you had another kid sick or somebody's going to get hurt and those things.
Yeah, and the good part about this team, and you coached for a long time, you know this, you know, even in practice, they get that. The older guys understand how important it is, you know, to make sure that the younger guys know, you know, they're part of it too. Because in the preparation all week, you know, they figured out they're a huge part of every win we have on Friday, whether they stepped on the field on Friday night or not. And that's been happening in practice too. I guess that's why I've been so pleased, our younger guys. And they take it upon themselves to give the older guys a good look and practice and make sure we're ready. And you know, that's hard to get to. They take a lot of pride in it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that scout team is very important. Very, very, very important. No doubt about that. All right. Hey, I see next week you have Collins Maxwell coming to town. What do you know about them?
You know, I don't know a lot. I haven't really peeked ahead. This is a big game for us, and I haven't even touched on any film of theirs yet. It's homecoming, and we all know how much coaches like homecoming. But I like the kids to have fun. I always tell them, you know, but it's no fun if you don't win the game on Friday. So we'll get after it. We'll let them feel good tonight. Coaches will get after that film on Sunday, and I'm sure these kids will be ready to play.
Well, it sounds like you got them a little bit on a roll now, and so now all you got to do is just keep that thing rolling.
You betcha.
All right. Hey, that's been Craig Lynch on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show, fresh off a 10-point victory over Baxter, 42-32. Congrats, Coach, and good luck next week.
Thanks, y'all.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Casey Miners with you here on Kick 106.7 as well as 1380 AM 95.1 FM at KCIM. Just heard from head coach Craig Lynch, the Glen Ralston Wildcats. They pick up a big win over a ranked Baxter team, 42-32. That district is going to be a crazy one as it keeps going down. We'll give you those district scores. As Audubon came up with a big win tonight over St. Edmunds. St. Edmunds lost last week in overtime to Baxter, so the Wheelers put themselves in great position to potentially win out and win a conference district championship. You know, Audubon beat St. Edmunds 66-48. And as I mentioned, Glidden Ralston on top of Baxter, 42-32. Camanita beats at Coon Rapids Bear, that a non-district game, 50-6. Then Colonesco on top of Collins Maxwell, 46-26. They're an eight-man District 9. We'll hear from head coach Ryan Steinkamp as the Knights pick up a big 42-7 win right after the break.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate or a roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. The Kemper Knights open district play tonight with a convincing win over Roland Story on the road, 42-7. And, Coach, really the first two drives of the game, one for your defense, one for your offense. You get a quick stop on defense, and then your offense marches down the field, and you cap it off with your first rushing touchdown of the season. You set the tone early on both sides of the football. Did you think 42-7 was a possibility when you guys came out in that first quarter?
I know this district's really balanced, and I don't even play well in story. They're a good team. I mean, no, I think our guys played really well tonight. I mean, they're a good team. They're well coached. They're a big team. I mean, probably the biggest team that I probably ever coached against. And, you know, our guys just made plays and did their job, you know. So I was just really proud of them for their efforts there. I mean, our kids were just, they were really locked in, really focused. We challenged them a lot this weekend, and they answered.
He didn't start at quarterback tonight, but DJ Vanami made an impact. He scored on the quarterback sneak to begin the scoring for you guys. Came in and played a receiver quite a bit tonight. He caught a 14-yard touchdown catch at the end of the first quarter. With Brock Bating throwing so well and DJ still trying to get that shoulder back to 100%, how important was it to have him on the field tonight making those plays? It was obvious that it made a difference.
Yeah, you know, he's obviously a heck of an athlete, has great speed too. So, you know, Brock, he just showed us the first couple weeks that he's really capable of being a commander out there. So, yeah, definitely a great weapon to have out there.
You get touchdowns on your first two offensive series, and then Carson Canny lights it up with a 60-yard punt return touchdown. At that point in the game, I can't think of anything that was not going well for you guys. There might have been a couple penalties that later in the game, I think penalties might have been a little annoying for you guys, the 5-yard offensive penalties with early motion and things like that. But at least up to 21-0, was there anything that you were worried or concerned about, or were you guys checking all the boxes?
Don't get me started on the penalties. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, we got to clean that up for sure. But, you know, that punt return was just beautiful on all parts. I mean, that was one of the fun ones where he made a couple guys miss, got a block, made another guy miss, and the sidelines just jumped up and down. Like, so that was just crazy. We put a lot of time in those special team returns, and Coach Stevens has done a great job on that. So that was just awesome to see. Anytime you get special teams touchdown, that's a huge advantage in the game.
Didn't score anymore the rest of the second quarter. You got to the red zone a couple times. What were you seeing that didn't allow you guys to get in the end zone? You got to the 10 or the 15 a couple times, but had to settle for a missed field goal, and then I think there was a sack or something that took you guys back, and you went for it on fourth. But a couple plays down in the red zone that didn't come away with points. How are you feeling going into halftime with those couple drives?
It wasn't the greatest. I think we got a little too cute. You know, we're trying a few things that we saw. It was open, but we knew it was good play calling, but like maybe we were just trying things that, you know, we hadn't done in practice a ton. It was open, but it wasn't what got us down there. So maybe we just sort of stuck with it. That's kind of what happened to start the second half too. And, you know, they came out, attacked the weak side zone, which we didn't really expect that. And, you know, they came right down our throat. So then we fumbled it. Not a 3-and-out, and fumble starts the second half was not a great start, but man, credit to our kids for bouncing back. Then defense locked in, and offense marched down, scored a couple touchdowns. So that's what we talk about our kids, like, you know, next play responding, and a great effort for them.
Yeah, the one point on the night where it looked like Roland Story might be able to start putting something together, they get that touchdown on some big chunk running plays. You guys fumble it on a fourth down and short, but they aren't able to do anything. If they could have punched it in, it might have been 21-14. Instead, you guys take it right down the field, quickly score again. And then I think you guys pretty much scored the rest of your drives the rest of the night. You get a touchdown from, let's see here, I'm trying to read my writing
Simons.
Here. Yeah, Simons, yeah. He gets a touchdown. You get a touchdown catch from Gerken and then a Kaysen Pierce touchdown run to end the night. I want to talk about Will Simons for a moment. Seemed like you guys found something maybe with him running the football tonight.
Yeah, just, you know, I thought all of our old line, I thought blocked the line very well. Kaysen did a great job running. Kent did a good job running. Kaysen, but man, yeah, Will just, you know, he laid the boom a few times. It's like that, he's a tall kid, so, you know, he's like 6'2", so when he falls forward, it's a couple 2-3 yards. So, yeah, that was great seeing.
We'll talk about our player of the game for a moment. We gave it to Brock Bating tonight. Just an incredible night passing the football. I had him for only 4 incompletions, 275 yards or so, a couple touchdowns. And talking about some of the plays he made where he rolls out to the right, keeps his eyes down the field, looks, fires, and finds a guy for a touchdown or a big first down play. For somebody that came into the season as kind of the third string quarterback, you guys might have hit on something. With DJ Vanami, you can let him heal a little bit. Do you feel pretty confident with Bating running this offense?
Yeah, he's doing a great job. So it's awesome to see that. He's putting in the time, putting the work. You know, he's calm and cool back there. So yeah, it's a nice surprise to have. You know, definitely happy with how much he has contributed this year.
First two times I saw you guys this season, you won or lost on the last play of the game. Tonight, no question about it. Early on, you guys take control, dominate, run away with it. Next week, you're on the road again at Greene County. How do you feel 4 weeks in, 2-2 on the season, 1-0 in district play with the date with the Rams next week? Where's this team at right now?
No, just, you know, one game at a time. You know, district, every game important because of the seeding, so we're focused. You know, I tell the guys, you know, enjoy this game tonight. You know, so you step off that field, then, you know, it's Greene County, start 0-0. Focus on them, because that's always a tough opponent.
Back-to-back weeks of exciting victories in completely different fashions. Coach, appreciate your time here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Nick.
That's Ryan Steinkamp, head coach of the victorious Kemper Knights. They go back-to-back. They win it tonight on the road at Roland Story, 42-7.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Just heard from Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp. The Knights pick up a big district win as they even the record. 2-2, 1-0 in district play, 42-7 over Roland Story. Before we get going and I read through some scores, I want to thank Hy-Vee providing food tonight for the guys that were out calling games and also us back here in the studio. So big shout out to Hy-Vee for bringing in a meat and cheese tray and some crackers tonight for us as we are here until midnight. We're approaching close to the top of the hour. Let's run through scores, as we're only missing one score so far tonight, so anybody knows the Pocahontas or Manson Northwest Webster score, go ahead and either call us here and so we can get that score for you. Class 3A District 1, Creston on top of Carroll 50-21. It's Harlan over Sioux City West, over Sioux City West 49-7. MOC Floyd Valley beats Lamar's 18-13. Algona over Boynton Hall Rock Valley 53-20. Sioux Center beats Spencer 35-14, and then Harlan over Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-6. Class 2A District 8, Kemper on top of Roland Story. We just heard from head coach Ryan Steinkamp. They beat Roland Story 42-7. It's Des Moines Christian all over Southeast Valley 52-12. Greene County beats Saydell 41-0. Class 1A District 3, Emmitsburg over East Sac County 40-30. It's Sioux Central Sioux Rapids over Eagle Grove 44-26. And again, we're still waiting that Pocahontas area and a Manson Northwest Webster score to come in. A Class A District 7 ACGC on top of South Central Calhoun 35-21. It's ICAM Manning coming from behind. They were down in the fourth quarter. We'll hear from head coach Corey McCarville in just a little bit. They beat Riverside 38-37. Earlham on top of Southwest Valley 60-14. Panorama on top of Wayne 35-6. 8-man District 1, Arweva over West Harrison, 75-18. St. Mary's Remsen over Boyer Valley, 12-7. It's Harris Lake Park over Newell Fonda, 26-18. Then Woodbine puts up 78 on Siouxland Christian as they beat them 78-38. 8-man District 9, Audubon on top of St. Edmund, 66-48. Canada beats Coon Rapids Barrett 50-6. Glidden Ralston beats Baxter 42-32. Then Colonesco on at top of Collins Maxwell 46-26. We'll go ahead, step away, take a break. Hear from head coach Corey McCarville as the IK Manning Wolves come up with a 38-37 win in week four.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone right now is the head coach of the IKM Manning Wolves, Corey McCarville, fresh off a thrilling 38-37 win over Riverside. And congratulations, Coach McCarville. I know, you know, we had a little bit of talk here beforehand, so we'll let you kind of talk, and then we'll get more specific when we get going a little bit more, all right? Give us a little update on how the first half went.
You know, it was really crazy. We didn't play particularly well in the first quarter. You know, they went down and scored right away to start the game. Then we put together a nice drive in response, but we kind of stalled out. And then they had a big play and scored right again. So we were down 14-0 right away in the first quarter. We were able to respond. And, you know, we came back and scored a touchdown. They scored again. And then we put together another nice drive. So, I mean, we had two touchdown drives in the first half. But, I mean, we were down at halftime. The game was just really crazy. And I just a lot of credit to our guys and how much they battled and how hard they fought. And, you know, we preached all week that it was going to be four or five plays were going to be the difference. And, you know, we were able to make just enough plays to win the game.
Okay, so you said you were down at halftime. So when you come out the second half, did you start with the ball, or did you have to kick to them, or what?
Yeah, we kind of went back and forth a little bit in the third. We did get the ball at third quarter. Our drive, we didn't have a great drive. We ended up punting. I think we stopped them, and then, you know, all I remember is they scored again, and we were down. And then I think we did end up putting one decent drive together in the third quarter, but we were down 37-19 going into the fourth. So, you know, it didn't look good, but our offense had been playing okay. We'd moved the ball. We were able to go down and score. I know we tried an onside kick at one point, didn't get it. We did get a stop on defense, put together a really nice drive and scored. Onside with like 4:48 or something left in the game. We did get it, and then we were able to kind of put a methodical drive together at the end. And, you know, we had some fourth down conversions that were huge, and we ended up scoring with like 14 seconds to go in the game. I mean, it was back and forth, and I guess if you just wanted an entertaining football game, that'd be the one to watch.
Well, yeah, it kind of sounds like that. So, defensively, you know, you were down at half, and you said, and so you, what kind of adjustments did you make at halftime to come out? And then during the game, were you trying to still make a few more adjustments to, I mean, you know, you said you were down 37-19 to start the fourth, and then, you know, obviously you had to get stops, you had to get, you know, and things had to start clicking.
We did get a couple stops. You know, they're a team that throws the ball quite a bit, so we were able to finally get them to have a couple incompletions to stop the clock. They were really effective with the screen play, and we finally got a stuff on that play to stop the clock. You know, that kind of helped us out as well. We made a couple of adjustments with our personnel, and it worked a little bit better. But, yeah, we still got a lot of things on defense we've got to get cleaned up.
Yeah, so offensively, pretty much running the ball at them tonight, or do you get some mixed in half, some throws?
I don't have the stats in front of me, but I thought we were pretty balanced. I know all of our guys really did a great job offensively. I mean, you score 38 points, you're going to need a bunch of guys to do stuff. Davis Rasmussen had some really big runs and a really big catch. Ross Guzla had some really nice catches. Ben Langle had some huge runs, and I don't know how many touchdowns he scored. Ben Ramsey made some huge throws in the fourth quarter. I mean, I know Lane Sams had a big run and a big fourth down catch that we had to have. I mean, there was just some crazy stuff, some plays that we had to have, and I give all the credit in the world to those guys. Plays we had to have, and they made them.
Well, it kind of sounds that way, and so, hey, you know what? A win's a win, and kudos to you and your kids for fighting back from being down 37-19 going into the fourth quarter. I mean, sounds like there wasn't any quit in them. They said, you know what, we can still get this game.
Yeah, I all the credit in the world goes to our kids. I mean, they fought like crazy. They believed in each other, and they really banded together. They never really turned on each other and pointed fingers. They just kept fighting, and I'm proud of them. So.
Well, that's good.
I tip my hat to them.
All right. Well, hey, I see you get a home game next week with the Titans from South Central Calhoun are coming to see you. What do you know about them?
Well, I know Coach Case is one of the better coaches you'll find in the state. And, they're a really good football team, and they're really good on offense and defense. And it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us, and we're going to have to play much better defensively than we did this week. And we're going to have to try to put together another game plan to where we can score some points. And it's going to be a challenge, and hopefully we get them prepared.
Well, you'll be on KIKD next week, so good luck to you and the boys and the coaching staff, and put together a good game plan to hopefully come out with a victory.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's been Corey McCarville, the head coach of the IKM Manning Wolves.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
And Thunderstruck.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
AC/DC and Thunderstruck bringing us back into the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM as well as Kick 106.7. Jim Molitor joining us now as he's talked to a bunch of coaches so far. We'll run through scores real quick for you. Kicking off Class 3A District 1, Creston on top of Carroll 50-21. It's MOC Floyd Valley beating Lamar's 18-13. This one played on Thursday. Helin over Sioux City West 49-7. Algona all over Boyden Hall Rock Valley 53-20. Sioux Center 35, Spencer 14, and then Harlan beats Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-6.
In Class A or Class 2A District 8, it was Kemper Knights over Roland Story 42-7. It was Des Moines Christian defeating Southeast Valley 52-12, and Greene County shuts out Sadel 41-0.
Class 1A District 2, Emmitsburg all over East Sac County 42-3. We'll hear from Raiders head coach Eric McCullough coming up later on in the show. Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, 44, Eagle Grove, 26. And then we're still awaiting a Manson, Northwest Webster, Pocahontas area score. Last time we knew that one, Pocahontas up by 2, 20-18 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, in Class A, District 7, it was ACGC over South Central Calhoun, 35-21. It was Southwest Valley falling to Earlham, 60-14. It was the Wolves of IKM Manning with a come-from-behind win over Oakland Riverside, 38-37, and Panorama beat Wayne of Corydon, 35-6.
Eight-man District 1, the Arriva Rockets moved to 4-0 as they beat West Harrison, 75-18. Remsen St. Mary's and Bowyer Valley in a close one, 12-7. That one for Remsen St. Mary's. Newell Fonda loses to Harris Lake Park, 28-18. And then Siouxland Christian and Woodbine in a high-scoring game, Woodbine 78, Siouxland Christian 38.
In eight-man District 9, it were the Wheelers of Audubon over the Gales of St. Edmund, 66-48. Cam Anita defeated the Crusaders from Coon Rapids, Baird 50-6. Glidden Ralston all over Baxter 42-32, and Colo Nesco over Collins Maxwell 46-26.
Those are your scores. We'll go ahead, step away. We're approaching the top of the hour. Still got plenty of coaches to hear from. Still have Craig Roeder, the Carroll Tigers, coming for you. Isaac Schaefer, Sean Burks, Eric McCullough still yet to play here. And it was a good week for area teams. We got more coaches yet to come here in the New Way Auto Group, a Scoreboard Show.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Copperhead Road, and Steve Earle, welcome you back into the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show about a minute till the top of the hour. We just read scores off a little bit ago. I'll mention those coaches we still got coming up. Craig Roeder, the Carroll Tigers. Carroll Tigers lose at home tonight, 50-21. Isaac Schaefer's of Arweva going to join us as well. Arweva picking up a big win. They moved to 4-0, 75 to, I believe, and let me flip up my sheet, 75-18 over West Harrison. Then Eric McCullough going to join us as well from the East Sac County Raiders. The Raiders lose tonight 40-3 to Emmitsburg on the road. Then Sean Burks picking up a big district win. That 8-man District 9 going to be a complicated one going throughout the rest of the year as the Wheelers win 66-48. And then those round up the coaches we have still yet to talk to. We've heard so far from Ryan Steinkamp as the Kemper Knights pick up a 42-7 win. We've heard from Chris Moore, CRB. The Crusaders lose tonight 50-8. Also Craig Lynch, good one, also pick up a big win, 42-32 over a ranked Baxter. Just heard Corey McCarville as the Wolves pick up a big comfort behind win, 38-37. Then Brian Case, the Sound Chicago, whom we also heard from as they lose tonight, 35-21. We'll go ahead, step away. We got the top of the hour and more scores to come for you here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
To know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
1, 2, 3.
KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Casey Miners, Jim Molitor with you as we're into the second hour of the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on KCIM as well as Kick 106.7. Jim, we're going to kick it off in Class 3A, District 1, Creston on top of Carroll, 50-21. It's MOC Floyd Valley beating Lamar's 18-13. Helena beats Sioux City West, 49-7. That game was played last night. Algona all over Boynton Hall, Rock Valley, 53-20. Sioux Center beats Spencer, 35-14. Then Harlan destroys a Sergeant Bluff Luton, 42-6.
All right, Class 2A, District 8. It was the Kemper Knights over Roland Story, 42-7. Des Moines Christian defeated Southeast Valley, 52-12. And Greene County shuts out Saydell, 41-0.
Class 1A, District 2, Emmitsburg on top of East Sac County, 40-3. It's Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, as they beat Eagle Grove, 44-26. And still awaiting that Manson, Northwest Webster, Pocahontas area score. If anybody's got it, go ahead and call us here at the radio station so we can get that score for you. We're searching online, unable to get it.
All right, Class A, District 7, it was ACGC over South Central Calhoun, 35-21. IKM Manning slips by Riverside, 38-37. Earlham defeated Southwest Valley, 60-14. And Panorama over Wade of Corden, 35-6.
8-man District 1. Booyer Valley loses to St. Mary Remsen, 12-7. It's Arweva over West Harrison, 75-18. Newell Fonda loses to Harris Lake Park, 26-18. Then Woodbine over Siouxland Christian, 78-28.
8-man District 9, it was Audubon over St. Edmund, 66-48. Cam defeated the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, 50-6. Glenn Ralston defeats the, or I should say they pegged the first loss on Baxter, 42-32, and Colonesco beats Collins Maxwell, 46-26.
As Jim just mentioned, the Audubon Wheelers come up with a big win tonight, 66-48 there in 8-man at District 9. We'll talk with Sean Burks coming up after the break.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, almost warranty forever.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luke, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me now is the head coach of the Audubon Wheelers, Sean Burks. The Wheelers had a nice win tonight over the Gales of St. Edmund, 66-48. Congratulations, Coach Burks, and give us a little synopsis about how the game went.
Yeah, thanks. It was a nice win for us. We came out of the gates. They scored on the first play, a big touchdown pass, but thankfully we bounced right back. We scored a touchdown, went for two and got it, and then they punted, we scored again, they punted, we returned it for a touchdown. So, and we turned around, we were up 24-6 after allowing a touchdown the first play of the game, so really proud of the way the kids responded. Then it kind of got to be a shootout for a little bit. You know, it was 30-20 after the first quarter, 38-28 at half. Only one touchdown in the third quarter. So it slowed down in the middle, and then we outscored them 22-20 in the fourth. So I think by quarter we went 38-6-22, and they went 28-0-20. So kind of the scoring kind of ratcheted up late in the game. Unfortunately, we gave up a couple big pass plays, and we allowed them to recover an onside kick. And we had the game up to four scores, a chance to put the JV in. And then they scored, got the onside, and from there on they got it a little tighter. But we didn't let them get down to two possessions. We got a big stop on a two-point conversion to keep it at 18, and then we got a stop and took three knees, and we got out of there with an 18-point win and a big district game.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now how that happens, Sean. You said the end of the first quarter is 30-20 or something like that. Well, you know, the second quarter you didn't get much scoring. It's because everybody was so doggone tired, they couldn't wait to get to halftime to get a little break.
Yeah, you could definitely tell the guys in the first quarter were breathing pretty hard. And, that's the thing about eight-man football. We tried to build some depth in this year. We got some guys that only go one way, but we still have a handful of guys that go two ways. And at the end of the day, I think there was like 15 possessions for each team or something in the game. 1,000-ish yards. I think we had 513, and they had like 475 or something like that. So it was a eight-man shootout. We try not to get into those. I honestly told people before the game, I think it would be a 22-20 or 28-26. I really thought it'd be more low scoring. But kudos to them. They had some nice plays. I think they were pretty balanced. I think they were like 220 to 250 on the ground and in the air, and we were ground and pound for like 450 on the ground and 50 in the air. So two different ways to do it. They were balanced. We were pretty heavy on the ground game, but both teams struggled to get stops, and that's definitely going to be a focus for us going forward. We came off a week where we allowed 400 yards last week to Zaire HK, and we allowed almost 500 tonight. So I think we'll have the guys' attention this week in practice, and we got to start finding some ways to get stops.
So that's. Obviously, you got your scheme where you missed in tackles or what you said they. I mean, obviously they hit you on the first play of the game with a pass play. So breakdowns in those areas?
Yeah, it was a couple different things. You know, more than anything, there was a couple times where we just. Linebackers got caught eyes in the backfield on the play action, and they leaked guys behind them. A couple others, we didn't have terrible coverage, just had really good passes. A couple others, we let guys get behind us, and then, when you don't know where the ball's at, and that guy comes back and makes a play on it. So kind of a variety of blown assignment and, just not executing. But there's plenty to clean up on film, and we've got some guys that are going to take that personal, so we'll see how it goes. But defensively, we still, we forced, like three punts. We recovered two fumbles. We forced two interceptions, and yet we still give up 48 points. So a lot of that is also our offense, When we're scoring the ball and in relatively explosive times, I think we had
You know, a three-play touchdown, a four-play touchdown, another, I think, two or three more that were two or three-play touchdowns. So the clock's not moving a whole lot. There's a lot of snaps to play in that game.
Well, obviously, you said there was, like, what, each team had, like, 15 possessions for the game earlier. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
we went touchdown, 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 punt, touchdown, fourth down, end of the half. So there's seven in the first half, and then four and out, touchdown, 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 fumble, touchdown, punt, end of the game. So yeah. We had 15 possessions if you count the, the kneel down at the end.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, and anybody that's watched eight-man games, when you have scenarios like that, you can score in like two plays, and you may run 40 seconds off the clock. You know, and
yeah,
now
yeah, there's no doubt about it. We still had, like I said, four turnovers and forced a couple punts, a couple fourth downs. I mean, I think we got stops on half the possession. So the scoreboard looks a little worse, especially when, like I said, later on they had a couple explosive plays and an onside kick. It was kind of in check, and we thought we were going to get the JV in. So overall, a good way to get our guys' attention. We've got to finish games a little bit better.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. Well, hey, up next, you get to make the short trip to Coon Rapids. What do you know about the Crusaders?
To be honest, I haven't seen a single snap of CRB yet. We haven't played any similar opponents yet, so it'll be a weekend of watching a lot of film. I know they played Cam tonight and lost, but everyone that's played Cam so far this year, including us, has done the same thing. So there's no shame in that. I know they had a close game with Baxter where they had a halftime lead. They played a pretty tough schedule, and you know, if you look at the 1-3 record, you're going to be caught sleepwalking. So, you know, I know Coach Moore will have them ready to go. It's homecoming over there. It's a pretty good rivalry. Our kids know each other. The coaches know each other. It's the only team that we've played every year the last 7 or 8 years, whatever it is now. So we two programs that have a lot of mutual respect, and we know each other well, and I expect a tough physical game next Friday.
Well, good luck to you and your team next week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you next week. Thanks for the coverage, Jim.
All right, that's Ben Han Burks, head coach of the Audubon Wheelers, fresh off a victory tonight over the St. Edmund Gales, 66-48.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Yeah,
And Jim Molitor over here singing ZZ Top as we come back into the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM and Kick 106.7. Looking at scores, Jim, you can kick us off with Class 3A at District 1.
All right. It was Creston over Carroll, 50-21. MOC Floyd Valley gets by Lamar's, 18-13. Last night, Sioux City Heland defeated Sioux City West, 49-7. Algona over Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 53-20. Harlan defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton, 42-6. And Sioux Center defeated Spencer, 35-14.
Class 2A at District 8, the Kemper Knights all over Roland Story, 42-7. It's Green County picking up another win as they win 41-0. Then Des Moines Christian over Southeast Valley, 52-12.
In Class 1A District 2, it was Emmitsburg over East Sac, 40-3. Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids over Eagle Grove, 44-26. And we're still looking for the Manson, Northwest Webster, Pocahontas area score.
Yeah, that score is still 20-18 in the fourth quarter. So that's the last score update we have on that one. Looking at Class A District 7, ACGC all over South Central Calhoun. I should say all over. It was a close game, 35-21. Riverside loses to IK Manning on a close one, 38-37. IK Manning was down in that game, 30-12 at one point. They come back and win. Southwest Valley loses to Earlham, 60-14. Then Panorama all over Wayne of Corden, 35-6.
In 8-man District 1, it was Arweva over West Harrison, 75-18. This doesn't really look like an 8-man score, but Remsen St. Mary's defeated Boyer Valley, 12-7. Harris Lake Park over Newell Fauna, 26-18. And Woodbine beats Siouxland Christian in a shootout, 78-38.
8-man at District 9, Audubon over St. Edmund, 66-48. We just heard from Wheeler's head coach Sean Burks on the win. Caminita over Coon Rapids Baird in a non-district matchup, 50-6. Glenn Ralston beats a Baxter, who came into tonight undefeated, 42-32. Then Colonesco over Collins Maxwell, 46-26. We'll catch up with our Weaver head coach, Isaac Schaefer. As the Rockets move to 4-0, they pick up a 75-18 win over West Harrison. Schaefer coming up following the break.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me now is Isaac Schaefer, the co-head coach of the Arweva Rockets, fresh off a 75-18 victory versus West Harrison tonight. And Coach Schaefer, that's a pretty good size win for you guys. Tell us a little bit about it.
I mean, it is a good size win, but this is one of our first games that we actually play a full, complete game. So pretty proud of our guys that we completed the whole game of participating and actually getting to execute our cues and all that.
Okay, so you know, so the offensively, what were some of your standout participants and or plays that happened tonight?
Oh, man, I mean, both are Gala boys. I mean, they're freaking great athletes. I mean, got our offensive line, did a great job, getting the push, sealing the edge, and I let the Regala boys, I mean, be shifty and outrun some of these guys. So the next thing is obviously Blaine. Blaine did a really good job reading, obviously, their coverage. They kind of play like a soft cover one, making the right reads more times than not, putting the ball where it needs to be, and obviously our receivers catching it and making the yards after the catch.
So other than the Regaler boys that played well, how about the offensive line in there with their blocking and for the protection and opening holes, huh?
Oh, this is probably, for offensive linemen, this is probably one of their better games they had. They have a great job getting the push, getting the first step off the ball, allowing our Regala boys or Blaine to run it up to either inside holes or seal the in guy to obviously allow us to run on the outside. Like I said, the linemen did a great job this year, well, this game.
Okay, how about some of the defensive highlights of the game?
Defense, I mean, the first couple minutes, I mean, defense struggled a little bit, kind of figure out who we need to get, how to stay on coverage. Then after kind of the boat settled down, we did pretty good. Obviously, all eight guys with our flex defense, all eight guys got played together. The last 40 minutes, we played all together, kept everything in front of us, put pressure on the quarterback, got him a little riled up. And no, our comfort, and obviously our D-backs did a pretty good job staying on coverage. And if they didn't make passes, it was a tough catch.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, so now I have to ask. You know, you win 75-18. Do you try to let kids play other positions, or do you just have to kind of stick with what you got and just say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, we can't just not play them because this is what we have number-wise.
I mean, we got basically most of our starters out. And we only have 14 guys on the team, so you can't take every starter out, which is kind of scares us a little bit. Like, there's that one guy, one of our starters out there, where they get hurt. But the guys who got in, I mean, some of them did play opposition. We had a lineman playing running back, so that's always a lineman's dream to get the ball here and there. We had a freshman. I don't know how he did this. Maybe broke off like a 40, 50-yard run, broke some tackles, and scored. So, I mean, for a freshman, that's a big-time thing. I mean, besides that, I mean, everyone else who was on this bench got on. They did a really great job. We just told them, hey, it's just basically think of it as practice and obviously execute. You know what to do and just be aggressive, and they did that. So we're really proud of them for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be to –
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially with the numbers, you know. And I hate to dwell on the numbers thing, but that's what it is for you guys. They're doing a great job. So, all right, let's see. Next week, you will be
playing Woodbine.
Woodbine. What do you know about Woodbine?
We know they're pretty good here. A little more pass happier team, but granted, we saw some of their stats. Well, I looked up their stats before this interview. They're kind of starting to be a little more balanced. Granted, tough team to beat. Granted, they're kind of like us. They know how to get guys open. Defensively, they're pretty tough too. So it's going to be a really tough matchup. And just our guys just got to bring the heat like they did this week.
Well, that sounds like you'll be ready to go for them. And good luck next week. And hope the Rockets come home with another victory.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's been Isaac Schaefer, one of the co-head coaches of the Arweva Rockets, fresh again off of a 75-18 win over West Harrison.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Enter Sandman, bringing us back into the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on KCIM, as well as a kick, a 106.7. Just heard from Isaac Schaefer, the head of football coach of the Arweva Rockets. Rockets pick up a 75-18 win over West Harrison. They got Woodbine coming up next week. Going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, Arweva put up 75 tonight, and so did Woodbine. Woodbine put up 78, so don't know if those two scores will hold up and be quite the same, but we should see a high-scoring game next week between those two teams. Carroll Tigers lose tonight 50-21. We'll catch up with head coach Craig Rowiter after the break.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Welcome back here to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hockapp, joined by the head coach of the Carroll Tigers, Craig Rowiter. Tigers fall tonight to Creston, 50-21. And, Coach, you brought in a tough team in this Creston squad. You guys went out there the opening drive by Creston. It looked like you guys had their number. They weren't going to be able to run on you tonight.
Yeah, we focused all week on stopping, you know, the Hayes 45, and that's a huge task. And, you know, and they took advantage of us later on because they obviously saw we were up to stop the run tonight.
Well, when you moved up to stop the run, and you stopped the run well all night, they really never got that going, but they've got enough talent and enough different guys around there. They were able to find some seams on the passing game, hit some quick ones. That second drive they had, it took them a little bit, but then the next three drives were just bang, 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 guys kind of getting a little bit out of place and getting behind receivers for you. How do you correct that going on this season? Because now everybody's going to see that on the tapes.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of this, a little bit similar situation last week, unfortunately, in the secondary. But, you know, we got to get a little more pressure up front. It's not just the defensive backs. You know, they if the quarterback has all day to throw, they do. But, you know, one of those quick ones was just a missed tackle, too. And that's, you know, kind of the risk you take when you're going to go one-on-one with them. If, you know, if you miss that tackle, there's nobody home to help you out. So one time it was just, you know, kind of a misalign. A good job by them. They shifted some guys around, and our young guys in the back got a little confused. And but, you know, credit to that. We knew coming in that they had a pretty potent offense.
You forced them defensively to kind of bring some extra guys up into the boxes as you were trying to run the ball. You had some success, just couldn't quite sustain the drives through the first half. You did have that one late in the first half where you got down to the goal line, then a couple penalties move you back, missed the field goal. But you had some success moving the ball. How did you take that into the halftime and get those guys fired up? Because they didn't just quit on you. They came back out and showed what they could do in that second half.
Yeah, and that's what we told them at halftime. You know, kind of it was almost a replay of the speech at Gilbert. You know, as far as, except, you know, no disrespect to Gilbert, these guys are quite a bit better than Gilbert. So I told, you know, they didn't, you know, in fact, they might have subbed maybe the very last series. Otherwise, we still took it to their number ones, you know, right after halftime and put three scores up on them. So we just asked the offensive line what they're comfortable with. We did bring out one different formation for tonight's game, and they liked running that. So we stuck with that in the run game. I thought Christian Taylor came in and gave us a little, you know, Cooper Ludwig got a little banged up, and with district play next week, we really didn't want to risk that. So Christian Taylor, being a senior, you know, stepped up big time, and the offensive line, you know, went to work there in the second half. The only downside was we kind of were trading scores instead of, you know, getting them and getting stops.
You talk about Christian Taylor. He has shown you that he's got that explosive speed. That's why he's out there on that kickoff return team. He found a way to kind of work his way through some seams tonight, and that's really what propelled that offense a few times for you. But then Essex found those big plays on third down to keep the drives going there in the second half.
Yeah, Carter, you know, he kind of got a little thing going there with Tate Schleisman tonight, and even Evan Hammer came open a couple times across the middle. But, yeah, Christian, you know, he had a little rough night week one, with some ball security stuff. And but we knew too, with multiple guys kind of playing both ways, we actually repped him out in the slot in the receiver spot this week at practice, thinking we'd get him on the field out there, and then all of a sudden he ends up as the main running back for the second half. So, you know, that, like we always tell him, you never know when your number's going to get called. You just got to be ready when it is.
Four games into the season, what do you know about this team, and what's the biggest thing they got to work on as you start district play next week?
You know, the biggest thing we know is they don't give up. You know, they always fight back in the second half. You know, the non-district schedule kind of treated us like a baby treats a diaper, for especially the last three. So but the schedule doesn't get any easier with especially with the road trips we're gonna get. And next week we open district play with MOC Floyd Valley, and they're you know, that was kind of a slugfest last year with, I think it was 7-0 late, and we had to kind of throw, and they got a pick and turned it into, ended up being 14-0. But so we know it's going to be a battle next week, a physical battle. And, you know, I think our guys will look at the tape this weekend and they'll be ready to roll.
Talking about physicality, how's your team holding up? I know there were some injuries, some bruised up guys coming in. You talked about Cooper kind of getting injured a little bit tonight. How's this team looking going into that fifth week of football?
As dumb as it sounds, we'll probably look a little bit better next week. We got a couple guys coming back from injury, and I get Cooper was more preventative in that second half, you know, with the score being what it was at the time. So I'm not too worried about it. He's tough as he's tough as that pine cone toilet seat we were talking about earlier. But yeah, it's, you know, he'll be ready to go, and we'll have the guys back next week. So we're actually for once looking on the upswing there.
How important is it to come out at home, start district play with a win?
Huge, especially with, you know, sitting 1-3 in the non-district. Now it's a brand new season. Everything's in front of you. Oh, we got 5 games to win. You know, and that's the only shit. We're not gonna make the RPI battle, you know, going 1-3 non-district. So you hope the non-district schedule prepared you, you know, for district play, and I think it did.
Coach, I greatly appreciate you taking some time tonight. Best of luck next week when you host MOC Floyd Valley.
Thanks, and appreciate all the coverage, and go Tigers.
That is Carroll Tiger head coach Craig Rowetter as his team falls to Creston 50-21 here at the Carroll Athletic Field. I'm Tom Hockamp. You're listening to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show on 1380 KCIM at Kick 106.7.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Jump, bringing us back into the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on Kick 106.7 as well as KCIM. What a quick shout out to Hy-Vee for providing food tonight for us back here in the studios, and also those out broadcasting games. They got it, brought in some meat and cheese trays. I know both Jeff and Jim have been over there mowing down on those meat and cheese trays.
There ain't
so
much left
far.
For you.
I mean,
have you eaten any of it
I
yet?
Mean, I have, and I probably ate the most out of everybody, but I can't tell people that. I got to make sure that they know that you two have been eating the most.
Well, I'll make sure to tell Lonnie Miller, who brings that in for us, that that you're the one that's not letting much for the rest of us. So
thank you, Lonnie, if you're listening.
Yeah,
he's sleeping by now. He gets up in like 2 hours.
I know.
Yeah, crazy man.
We are halfway through this 11 o'clock hour. We're going to look at some of the games that were played tonight. I think a big one that steps out to most of us is that IKM Manning score. They were down 30-12, and they come back and win that one 37 or 20. 28. I think it was 37, 36. Yeah, 38, 37 is what the final was in that one. And I know that they got an onside kick, or was it an onside kick recovery that they got towards the end of the game there? And then they were able to, you know, go down and score. So what a big win for Ike Manning as they bring in South Central Calhoun next week for homecoming.
Yeah, and that really could be interesting now for maybe second place. You know, as Coach Case said tonight, maybe somebody jumps up and catches ACGC, but they've got to be the favorite now in the district. So that Ike Manning South Central Calhoun game now becomes potential for that second spot in the district, because both teams going to come in 3-1 overall. So, I think that should be a good football game. I think you're going to enjoy calling that one next week, Casey.
I think I will, too. And it just becomes a more important game with IKM Manning winning and now SEC losing. It's like you said, it comes for second place in that district. And then I want to talk about 8-man at District 9.
Before you do, on IKM Manning, you think about it. You go back to week one. Every one of their games has been decided by a score or less, 7 points or less. They have played in four very, very tight football games, and they've come out with the win in three of those. So credit the kids, credit the coaching staff, finding ways to make the calls for the coaches, finding a way to make plays late in games for those kids.
Yeah, that's one of the things Corey did say. He says that he said the kids have just been working their fannies off, and, you know, he can't be more proud of a group of guys than what he's got. You know, they come to work and they go out and do the best they can. And that's what more can you ask for?
And they're a young team.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be good for the next few years, and then who knows in the future. I mean, that's a traditionally strong program, so, you know, they've got some young kids filling in now. They might have some more young kids coming up through.
Yeah, I went down there Tuesday and did their junior high game against Riverside.
And how they look?
They struggled a little bit, but they had numbers.
Okay.
They had numbers with 7th and 8th graders, you know.
And it isn't always about winning in the junior high level.
No, it's
development.
Learning the basics
Them
excited about playing.
Yeah, not to make fun of myself, didn't hardly lose a game in junior high basketball, didn't hardly win a game in varsity basketball. So,
taking a look at 8-man District 9, it becomes more interesting now with Glidden-Ralston beating Baxter, and then Audubon picking up a win over St. Edmunds tonight. Audubon kind of controlling their own destiny as they'll match up with Baxter at the end of the season. So could be a really interesting district heading out the rest of the way.
It could be, and I think you get lucky enough to get the Glidden at Audubon game coming up here in a couple of weeks, which could be, you know, maybe for a district title. You know, I think Sean's got to be really happy with the way they've bounced back after kind of, you know, letting a game get ugly late against Caminita in that first game. They were down 10 in the third quarter and ended up really kind of looking like it wasn't a close football game, but they've bounced back really nice. And what a job for Craig Lynch. They're, you know, four games into his second season back on the sidelines, and you know, they're 3-1, and I heard your interview with him. He is so proud of that group of kids and getting to coach them and how coachable they are and physicality. I mean, he loves physical football. John Ryan and I joke, and I've told Craig this before, you know, we when you interview him, sometimes you think you're talking to Clint Eastwood. You just wait for him to say, you know, do you feel lucky, punk? You know, and stuff like that. But when you talk to Craig Lynch, yes, you know, when you talk to Craig Lynch, you think physical. You just do. You think physical football, and he's got a group now playing that.
Well, that's been Glidden football for a lot of years.
Yes, absolutely.
And they have the size up front, too, with Toft at center. They have some big kids up front
that
can really push the way for Emmett Snyder, Colby Wallace, you think.
Yeah.
And Colby Wallace, I think, really shined this year. I don't think you look at last year's rushing numbers probably aren't what they were last year. This year, he's most have been their leading rusher in most of their games so far.
Yeah, he has been fantastic at quarterback for them. And you mentioned Daniel. I love getting a chance to go over and talk to that guy. He's big guy, you know, and stuff, but he's one of the nicest kids you're going to get a chance to chat with. I still remember pulling in over there at the, you know, the dairy suite a few times, and he's working in there, and he always waves and smiles and says hi. So just a fun kid.
Are you after the lemon ice cream?
No, I'm a Polar Swirl chocolate ice cream Oreo guy. That's I get that every time. I can't stop ordering that. So
And want to talk about Kuemper, too. A big name that they have, DJ Vanami, seeing time at wide receiver tonight for the Knights. Brock Bating, ever since he took over for him against Underwood, played quarterback most of the game for HTSW, and then tonight as well. He's thrown a really good ball to start the season. Could potentially see DJ Vanami playing more wide receiver for the Knights going forward.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. You know, of course, he's heading to Iowa after this year, and he's going over there as a tight end and stuff. They really felt they were going to need him to, you know, play that quarterback position, and he's such a great athlete and such a dynamic runner. I think that's what they really wanted him, was that runner out of the backfield, and they may still need that at some point here in the district season. But we felt going into the year that they would be the favorite to maybe run away and hide from everybody else. Greene County's going to have something to say about that. Southeast Valley may have something to say about that. But, you know, I think Kuemper kind of said to the rest of the district, hey, we might be 1-2, but don't forget about us.
Yeah.
Well, hey, here's the other thing that you can think about, you know, with, you know, they move DJ out of there and they bring in
Brock
Bating. Does the term for offense wildcat mean anything?
It very possibly could.
Put DJ back there in a wildcat and, you know, run some option or whatever.
You can probably
quarterback
put
keep you know, some bootleg stuff and get him out in the open space and let him run.
Yeah,
you could put DJ probably at almost any position out on the field, and he might be the best athlete at every position on the field that Kuemper plays this year.
Yeah, yeah, he's special. I mean, there's a reason he's headed over to Iowa. You know, so
just wish you might have been a Cornhusker or what?
Well,
you said that a little.
Every good player should go west. Everybody.
Gonna run through those scores for you guys real quick again. Class 3A at District 1, Creston on top of Carroll tonight, 50-21. MOC Floyd Valley beats Lamars in a close one, 18-13. Helin over Sioux City West, 49-7. That game was played Thursday. Algona beats Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 53-20. Harlan over Sergeant Bluff Luton, 42-6. And then it was Sioux Center picking up a win over Spencer, 35-14.
I've got Class 2A District 8 Kuemper again blowing out Roland Story, 42-7. Des Moines Christian hammering Southeast Valley. So that one catches me off guard a little bit. Southeast Valley had been ranked, look good, 52-12. And Greene County looking like everybody expected, beating Saydell by a final of 41-0.
A in Class 1A, District 2, it was Emmitsburg over East Sac, 40-3. Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, 44. Eagle Grove, 26. And again, we're still looking for that Manson, Northwest, Webster, Pocahontas area score.
Yeah, I just updated my things. It still says 20-18 in the fourth quarter for Pokey on that one. Class A, District 7, ACGC on top of South Central Calhoun. That game was heard tonight on a kick, 106-7, 35-21. IKEA Manning beats Riverside. We talked about the Wolves a little bit, 38-37. It's Earlham all over Southwest Valley, 60-14. An interesting one. Southwest Valley came in ranked third to start the season. They lose to South Central Calhoun, 47-0. Now 60-14 to Earlham. And then a panorama all over Wayne Corden of 35-6.
Don't want to be critical of Southwest Valley, but that's why early season rankings don't. It's not something people need to pay attention to a lot of times. They don't mean a whole lot. Eight man at District 1. Are we arrived? Rockets 4-0. Tip your cap to Austin Stolk and Isaac Schaefer's and that whole group of kids, taking some thumpings the last few years as young guys, and now this year sitting undefeated, got a chance to go 5-0 next week with that, Woodbine.
Yeah. The whole group of 14.
Yes.
That's one of the remarkable things. Is
special story going on over at Arweva this year. 75-18, they roll over West Harrison tonight. Bowyer Valley really challenged Remsen St. Mary's. That's a surprising one. 12-7, the Hawks, they pick up the win there. Woodbine, who Arweva has next week, got the offense rolling. They blow out Siouxland Christian 78-38 and Harris Lake Park 26-18. New El Fonda dropping their second. And guys, what's the over-under? I'm not a gambler, so I'm not Jeff Hondel. I don't look at all those things and stuff like Hondel does. But you got Arweva and you got Woodbine. They combine for what, 160 almost? What's the over-under? That game next week.
It could be a very high-scoring game next week. Woodbine likes to throw. Both teams like to throw the football. Let's say that both teams have athletes so they can get out in space, so it could be a very high-scoring game next week.
Could very well be. And the last bunch we have is 8-man District 9 over the Wheelers of Ottoman over the Gales of St. Edmund, 66-48. The Crusaders, the Coon Rapids Bears, they fall at Cam Anita, 50-6. The Glidden-Ralston Wildcats beat a former undefeated team in Baxter, 42-32. And Colonesco beats Collins Maxwell, 46-26.
That's why I said this could be an interesting district. You know, Collins Maxwell played two close games with Glidden Ralston and Audubon, both lose, and they beat, Colonesco beat Audubon, or lost to Audubon and Glidden Ralston are close, and then they beat Collins Maxwell tonight by 20, and Audubon beating St. Ed's, a team that lost in overtime last week to Baxter. Baxter loses tonight. Very interesting district going forward in that 8-man District 9.
Yeah, it could very well be. That's going to be an interesting one.
We will go ahead, step away, take a break. We got our last coach, Eric McCullough, will join us in a little bit as the Raiders lost tonight 40-3. We'll have McCullough coming up right after the break.
At St. Anthony Rehab, we offer services with licensed therapists to help children establish a strong foundation for future learning. Hi, this is Jenny Ogman, physical therapist with St. Anthony Rehab Services. I'm a part of the Pediatric Therapy Squad. Our goal is to help infants, teens, and children with speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs. For speech therapy, we can help your child put thoughts into words and sentences, learn to arrange sounds, practice listening skills, and more. Helping children with occupational therapy could include help with developing fine motor skills, hand-eye coordination, behavior coping skills, and play skills. With physical therapy, we work on improving gross motor skills, balance, posture, coordination, and more. The Pediatric Therapy Squad is playing to make progress. Learn more by contacting the St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services Department, located within St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me now is the head coach of the East Sac Raiders, Eric McCullough. The Raiders fell tonight to Emmitsburg 40-3. So, Eric, what can you tell us about how the game went?
Jim, it really started out okay. I mean, we were I thought the kids had a pretty good plan. I mean, we had a good plan put together. We played well. It started off, we kicked to them. Their first drive, they fumbled. We recovered. We were able to hit a big pass play right away. Got us down inside the red zone. We kind of fluttered a little bit, but we were able to kick a field goal, get 3 points. So we were up 3-0 right away. And then I think it kind of went back and forth a little bit. I can't remember exactly how all of it went, but at halftime we were down 14-3. We felt like we were still in the game. We just made some adjustments. We had lost Luke Warnemann, our inside linebacker and left guard that first series, I believe, or second series. So we were trying to get some replacement guys in and getting guys in the right positions to be able to continue. So I thought we were doing some good things. We did adjust some things on defense, still caused them a little bit of trouble, but they were, it was just not the type of matchup we knew going in. Most of the season, we were going to be outmatched up front, and we had, 150, 165-pound guards, centers going against their 285, 295. Defensive tackles caused us a lot of issues, especially trying to get the run game going. So we tried to push the pass a little bit more. We struggled with that. I think we ended up throwing, four picks, five picks. Two of them returned for touchdowns. And that's kind of where it got away from us a little bit when they were able to get those pick sixes. They're just, in upturned times. And then we lost our tackle and defensive lineman somewhere in the third quarter. So we had some more replacements in there, trying to get guys kind of in the right place. And, you know, we try to do that in the week, try and give them some looks. But when you're trying to get the other kids ready, they don't get quite as many reps as you kind of hope. So we were just kind of outmatched up front quite a bit. And probably as a coaching staff, we try to push things a little too much just to try and get the ball moving, try and, you know, maybe get a big play here and there and get some points on the board. And then those things just kind of backfired on us a little bit. And pretty soon it just took off on us, and we just couldn't really catch back up.
Yeah, you know, when you have to make adjustments and personnel changes, and you know, and like you said, you know, if who you have to bring in doesn't quite get all the reps, and they're not up to game speed, and then you made the comment about, you know, 150, 60 pounders going up against 250 and above, you know, it's. And now you're trying to work from behind. It's an uphill battle. That's you just got to try to see what you can do.
Yeah, Jim. I mean, when you're giving up 50, 60, 70, almost sometimes 100 pounds as far as individuals plus, a lot of our guys are still freshmen, sophomores, and they're going against juniors, seniors, and that's a huge jump just for maturity wise. But the kids fell hot. I mean, they did. They never gave up. They still wanted to try and make something work. They were pretty frustrated. And, you know, sometimes that's just kind of the way things go on Friday night. You can kind of look at the papers and all the point spreads and all that kind of stuff, but that's why you have to line up on Friday night and play. And, you know, we are down two starters from last week, two defensive starters, and one of them was also an offensive starter. So we had a few replacements in there anyway. And that was one fear we had this year is just kind of our depth could catch up to us a little bit. We should get those at least one of those guys back this next week. We'll kind of see how it goes for the other three. And we'll kind of see, you know, once they get home and kind of if there's any other injuries kind of that we don't know about right away, kind of reevaluate Saturday, tomorrow, a film, and get ready for next week.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to have those bumps and bruises after hard-fought games. I mean, those are always going to be there. It's just those the little hidden ones that they don't maybe tell you about till the next day.
Yeah, you don't quite know right away. And you know, and then we're asking some of those young kids to turn around and give us some reps on Monday so kind of the rest of our young kids can play a JV game. So it's just things you have to kind of consider and see what you can kind of make manage and just continue to take some steps forward.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you got another field goal out of your field goal kicker, so you've gotten some positives there with, you know, with him so far this year, correct?
Yeah, we did. And I tell you what, and Jim, you know, I, you know, kind of still thinking about things we're talking. I don't have the stats or anything in front of me, but I know we held their offense within the 10-yard line right before half. I mean, they could have easily scored, and our guys really played well and kept that score 14-3. You know, it's still in a position for us. So we did a lot of good things. It's just the things we didn't do well just kind of escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah. Hey, I see next week you have Pocahontas area coming to town. Have you done a little bit of scouting on them yet, or you got to try to get after that this weekend?
Oh, you know, we'll take a little more harder look this week. We play them in JV every year, so we kind of have an idea what they like to do and things they want to do. And they got some good athletes. They got a good coaching staff, and you know, and I hadn't heard yet if they beat Manson or not tonight. So that's something we'll kind of take a look at tomorrow. And kind of get a game plan put together and see what we can do and kind of prep this week.
Yeah, that game's the only score we don't have yet. So,
okay,
we're kind of looking for it ourselves. So, hey, better luck next week, and hope you get your guys back and get healthy and have a good game next week.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
All right, that's been Eric McCullough, the head coach of the East Sac Raiders.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities.
Bruner Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate of our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
DMC and Aerosmith, Walk This Way, bringing us back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I know that he requested a lot of the songs that are played on here, so we got to thank Honnold for at least something.
Yeah, and the one positive thing he's done, you know, in all the years he's helped us. No, I'm kidding.
We are approaching the end of the Scoreboard Show. We'll run through scores for you. We finally got the Manson Northwest Webster Pocahontas score. We'll start in Class 3A District 1. Jim, if you want to lead us off.
I will do so. It was the Tigers falling tonight to the Panthers of Creston, 50-21. MOC Floyd Valley defeats Lamar's 18-13. Score from last night, it was Bishop Heelan beating Sioux City West 49-7. Algona over Boyden Hall Rock Valley 53-20. Harlan defeats Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-6, and Sioux Center defeated Spencer 35-14.
Class 2A District 8, Kemper all over Roland Story as they go to 2-2, 1-0 in that District 8 play, 42-7. Des Moines Christian over Southeast Valley 52-12, and then Greene County over Saydell 41-0.
Class 1A District 2 ESAC falls tonight as they lose to Emmitsburg 40-3. It was Eagle Grove losing as well to Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 44-26. And thanks to Eric Francis, the AD up at Pocahontas area, reached out to him. He let us know that Manson Northwest Webster did knock off Pocahontas area tonight. The final there 24-20.
All right. In Class A District 7, it was ACGC over South Central Calhoun 35-21. IKM Manning fights back after being down 37-19 to start the fourth to defeat Riverside 38-37. Earlham over Southwest Valley 60-14, and Panorama defeats Wayne Corridon 35-6.
Eight-man at District 1, the Arriva Rockets, we talked about them earlier. They moved to 4-0, 75-18 with the win over West Harrison. Remsen St. Mary's, not quite your eight-man score. They beat Bowyer Valley 12-7. Harris Lake Park over Newell Fonda 26-18. And then it's Woodbine all over Siouxland Christian in a shootout, 78-38.
Eight-man at District 9 ought to have been impressive for a second straight week, knocking off St. Edmund 66-48. It was Coon Rapids Baird falling to Camanita, the number one ranked team, 50-6. Glidden Ralston, they look good again. They knock off of Baxter, the final there, 42-32. And it was Colonesco over Collins Maxwell by a final of 46-26.
Got one more ad to play. We'll wrap up the show coming up next following this break.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Welcome back in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show as we wind it out. We're going to look at next week's matchups. We had some good matchups, probably the best, I think, matchups we've seen throughout the week so far. Probably had some really good games this week. I think maybe not close games, but I think a lot of them, if you look at the matchups and implications later on the season, probably the best week of matchups we had so far this week. I would say so, at least.
Yeah, I would say that the games this week that we just went through, now you look at next week's schedule and you kind of go, we got some really good matchups coming up next week as well. That's the fun part when you get here to the middle of the season. You know, for Carroll, they might be sitting 1-3, but, you know, they're hosting MOC Floyd Valley. It's the district opener. It's kind of a start of a whole new season for them.
Well, right. And everybody's 0-0. I mean, everybody's starting with a clean slate.
Yep. Kemper Green County District Championship game, maybe on the line with that game up in Green County over at Jefferson. I'll have that game. So, yeah, that's a big one. South Central Calhoun, I Cam Manning. Casey, you get that game on Kick coming up. I think I'd been saying all night long it's on KKRL, but that one is on Kick 106.7.
Yeah, Nick going to bring us that MOC Floyd Valley Carroll game. Carroll expecting to get quite a bit of starters back next week from injuries. Looking at other games that won't be broadcasted through the on the air, we got Pocahontas area as they travel to East Sac. Raiders going to look to bounce back, and they probably have a good shot at bouncing back against a Pocahontas area team that lost tonight. That one going to kick off at 7 o'clock. Woodbine and Arweva, we're going to expect it to be a shootout. Both teams put up 70-plus tonight. That one's going to kick off at 7.
Watch that finish 6-3.
Oh, it might. We had St. Mary Remsen and Boyer Valley finish 12-7 tonight, so it could very well finish 6-3. Ottoman and Coon Rapids Baird. The Wheelers will travel to Coon Rapids Baird. I know Chris Moore, I think he wants to play Ottoman, but a little hesitant on it because he said that the Wheelers in his interview always seem to have CRB's number, so that should be a good one. Into Coon Rapids Baird, it's going to be, I think, Coon's homecoming, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. I think Coach Moore mentioned that. So that one's going to be a 7 o'clock kick. And then Collins Maxwell and Glidden Ralston Wildcats got a chance to move to 4-1 with a 7 o'clock kick. And then it's going to be Honnold and Hawkap on the scoreboard show.
Actually, Honnold and Dan are probably next week is who it's going to be. So Todd Danner. And then we might see if Nick slips over here to take over for Honnold. That poor guy works a lot. You know, I give him a hard time all the time. But, you know, he's up early in the morning, and we don't want him up too late at night. So we'll see. Nick had mentioned that he might be willing to do that, but we'll wait and see. Honnold might not be willing to give it up either. So
I'm going to mention this. We are 3 seconds to the top of the hour, and we are going to get ready to finish the show at noon. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Real quick, I want to thank Hy-Vee for providing food tonight.